Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome to Work Insanity, a show about keeping your sanity while you work from home. I'm Tom Merritt. I've been working from home for 10 years, running my podcasting business and writing novels.
And I'm Patrick Beja. I've been working from home for over 10 years, doing production and podcasts and more.
Today, we're going to talk about distractions. How hard is it to stay motivated when that latest season of, I don't know, Peaky Blinders just released?
And hopefully by the end of it, you'll understand that you can give yourself an inch. It doesn't have to go, what is it, a mile? An inch is okay.
Oh, I thought you would be saying centimeters.
Oh, you can give yourself a couple of centimeters then. 1.51.
No one ever uses decimeters, and I'm very sad about that.
Should bring them
Give yourself back. A decimeter. Because a decimeter is about an inch. But yeah, no, give yourself an inch. That means like give yourself a break.
Yeah, I think, you know, the idea is that when some people think that if you take a little break, maybe it's going to turn into too much. And the way I look at it is that if you're really thinking about that, whatever new season of something or this new game that just came out that you really want to give a try, just completely put it out of your mind, I'm afraid it's not going to work because you're going to be obsessing over it. So maybe, at least for me, I have great self-control. Mm-hmm. If you allow for a little taste, it might work. And you get, at least for me, it works. Get a little taste, watch an episode, play for an hour, and then go back to work. I'm much more focused, much more able to concentrate when I'm not thinking all the time, oh, I wonder, you know, how this character plays in this game. So
it's the mirror of taking a break, right? When we talked about taking a break on previous episodes, we talked about how you get so focused on work and you don't want to take a break, but you need to take a break to make yourself more productive. This is in the same vein. If you're distracted by something and you just keep thinking about it, giving yourself that break, as Patrick just said, makes you more productive and hopefully will remove that distraction from your mind. So when you go back to work, you're not constantly thinking about it anymore. Although I suppose many of us don't have the self-control of Patrick, and the worry is if they give themselves an inch, they will take a yard or a mile or more. I don't know. I think you need to treat yourself like you would your children and set limits and abide
exactly,
by those limits.
Yes. Absolutely. You have to say, you know, there is, I can't remember which movie it is, but there's a movie where the main character is in a dire situation and they tell themselves, I'm going to be afraid for 5 seconds and I'm going to give myself the freedom to freak out and be afraid for 5 seconds. And after that, it's over. I can't be more afraid because, you know, I can't be afraid anymore because probably I'm going to die or something. I look at it in a slightly less dramatic way, but it kind of a similar fashion. You have to decide, I'm going to give myself this 1 hour to do something else and to be happy with this thing I want to do, but then it has to be over and you have to hold to it. And I think it's easier to do that than to, you know, have a spoonful of ice cream and then eat less ice cream for some reason. That seems to work better, at least for me.
I think the opposite side of this is when you can't be distracted, right? Maybe there's that important report and you're on deadline and you know if you take an hour
Don't even have an hour.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know you need to take breaks, but this isn't the time. That's a different strategy of the distraction avoidance. And to go along with your movie analogy, I'm going to put forth the Magnum PI analogy. There's a in the pilot episode of Magnum PI, he is being barked at by a dog while he's trying to pick a lock. And he says to in Magnum PI, they do a lot of these voiceovers where you hear his thoughts, and you hear him say, "Don't look at the dog, work the lock. Work the lock, don't look at the dog." And then you hear, "Oh crap, I looked at the dog," and the dog comes charging. Even though he fails in the example, I've found that really useful as a mantra when I'm like, okay, don't think of the video game, don't think of the Peaky Blinders, don't you know, work the problem. And the goal there is I will reward myself with that thing once I've hit the deadline. And that
once
helps
the lock
me
is big, he can look at the dog.
Yes, right? Exactly.
No, yeah, I think that's also hopefully that kind of situation is, you know, it lasts for a day or two or maybe a week, hopefully not much longer than that, because if you don't have an hour to spare for over a week, that becomes problematic, I guess. But yeah, I think there's definitely those kinds of situations where you don't have an hour, and maybe looking at it as I'll put it out of my mind until the end of the day or the end of that deadline. But then, oh, then it's going to be so awesome because I'm going to have a little bit more time to enjoy that thing. I think that's a good way of looking at it. I guess there are people who can't put it out of their mind entirely.
Well, that was going to be my next thing is, what if it's just persistent, right? It's not, oh, I just need to play it, and then when I come back, I will have played it or watched it. What if you have a situation where you're like, man, I just can't stop thinking of Facebook, right? Like, that's what you hear people talking about. Like, oh, I keep getting pulled into Twitter or Facebook or TikTok or whatever it is.
I think in those kinds of situations, a good way, if you can, might be to entirely change your environment. We were talking about the benefits of going to have a coffee in a, you know, cafe for a few hours. Maybe that's helpful. At least for me, that's the way I would approach it. Just change your environment and create an environment where you're not used to going to the couch and sitting down and watching that TV show. Because every time you're going to get up to get some water, the couch is going to be taunting you, I mean. So creating a different environment, whatever you have to do, I think might be very helpful to avoid those persistent thoughts.
Yeah, I think on both ends, in your work environment, make sure that you don't have the distraction nearby reminding you. Don't have that Facebook tab open. Don't have Peaky Blinders playing in the background, I guess. That seems obvious. But yeah, like minimizing all distractions might help get rid of the persistent distraction. So there's a lot of great software that allows you to focus on what you're writing or just having the one program on your screen that you need to pay attention to. And no alerts, notifications, pause all those, turn all those off. Give yourself an inch is still the recommendation. Just in those cases, maybe it's not to do the thing, but it's to go for a walk or like Patrick said, get a coffee. I think taking a walk is just good advice a lot of the time for a lot of these kinds of things.
It might, yeah. I think going out for, you know, 4 hours to finish your project or even the whole day at the coffee house is really helpful. I would wonder if in the case of Facebook, because I think a lot of people might have this persistent issue as well with social media in general, I wonder if it might not be helpful to have to get the inch, but on a regimented basis. Tell yourself, I'm going to check it twice a day for 10 minutes, and I have that outlet.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's it. And everything is going to be different because obviously Facebook, maybe you can, you know, scroll for 10 minutes and that will be okay. If you only play 10 minutes of that new game, you're going to be more frustrated than
depends
anything
on the
else.
Game, right. Yeah. Candy Crush, depends not a big game. Deal, but yeah, it's something more immersive maybe.
Yeah. So I think the mixture where we were coming down is a mixture of give yourself an inch when it's appropriate, but also create the environment that is required for getting rid of the distraction, whether it is changing your environment or actually pushing that distraction out of your immediate reach with programs that, you know, remove the notifications or that kind of thing. And do the mixture that works for you.
Yeah, giving yourself an inch doesn't just mean giving yourself a little bit of the thing that might be distracting you. It's also giving yourself space to be able to achieve the thing that you want there.
I think so, yeah. And if you are not on a full deadline, this might be a terrible advice, so take it.
Well, that's why we saved it to the end.
It might be that if the strength of the thing is too much for you to resist, maybe if you're not on a huge deadline, it might be worth taking a day off. That's terrible advice, isn't it?
I mean, it depends. It depends. I think generally people feel like they don't. If people don't take enough time off, I think the perception is that people will take as much time off as they can. And I think most of us are more in the situation of we have to schedule our time off. So maybe not such bad advice anyway.
You know, I'm thinking about a thing like, let's say I really like Marvel movies and the MCU. Mm-hmm. And for a thing that is exceptional, like the release of Endgame, way back when, or the release of a game that I adore, that is, you know, The Last of Us Part 2, for example. That is exceptional times where if I don't have a deadline, I might think maybe it's worth getting it over with because I'm going to be obsessed about it. So maybe it's worth taking half a day or a day.
Do that thing.
And do that thing. And then you've done it and you're satisfied. So that's give yourself an inch. Unless you need a yard.
Sometimes you need a yard. And in those cases, just go ahead. It's fine. Mm-hmm.
But don't. Those are exceptional. Please
exactly.
don't.
Exactly. That's not every
Patrick
time.
Patrick told me to. Patrick said it's okay. No.
We need t-shirts. That's it for Work Insanity. We hope we help you bring a little sanity to your work life from home.
Please send us questions at contact@workinsanity.net. We do Q&A episodes, so your question might make it to the show. contact@workinsanity.net. And I'm Patrick Beja. I forgot my name. You can catch up with me at notpatrick.com, where you'll find links to everything I do, including the French language shows.
And I'm Tom Merritt. You can find me at tommerritt.com and find both of us at workinsanity.net. Bye now.
Patrick said it's okay, t-shirt.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.